This is Elocution with your host, Elo Black.
This episode is a throwback to a podcast we used to do called The World of Science with Dr. Hans Berger. I did this show with a very dear friend of mine who is a licensed member of the medical community. However, Dr. Hans Berger is fictitious. Viewer discretion and sensibility are advised. Well, I mean, listener discretion, unless you watch this on YouTube. Anyways, please enjoy, be well, and above all, wash your hands. Thanks, pals. Hello again, and welcome to the World of Science. I am your host, Genevieve Holcomb Marcellus, and with me, as always, is the incredible, the intelligent Dr. Hans Berger. Dr. Berger, thank you again for joining me by telephone during week three of our Corona catch-up. How are you, sir?
Hello, world. All is well. I am here in seclusion, self-quarantine. No corona here, just helping out my fellow man by doing absolutely nothing but sitting on my bum.
Excellent. First of all, Dr. Berger, can we please touch on something extremely serious? You had mentioned in our last chat that you expected the contractual cases of COVID-19 and the deaths from COVID-19 to double. And unfortunately, they more than doubled. According to the CDC website, today, April 5th, the total cases contracted are 300,486,000, and that is 182,173 more in 7 days. And also the total deaths this week, and again, we are talking on April 5th, that's Sunday, we've had 7,616 deaths. That is 5,504 more reported in 7 days. Dr. Berger, do you think the worst is over?
Well, more and more people are beginning to want to get tested. And of course, when these lovely people, they put on the internet this picture of Italy on top of the United States, they put a picture of Spain on top of the United States, and they have this cutesy-wootsy little thing that, well, of course, there's going to be more death because United States is bigger than Italy, than the Spain or Portugal. Well, of course, there's going to be more death, but there is a concern now of more people. They want to get tested. They want to be aware that they're carrying the bug. So I'm not quite surprised about these numbers. Do I think these numbers are going to slow down? Nine. This is going to get bigger because people love to go to the beach. People love to hold hands and make kissy faces under the clear blue sky and the beautiful sun, knowing that they can pass, along with the mononucleosis, this virus that will destroy them from the inside out.
Now, Dr. Berger, speaking of transference, a lot of people have noted that there is such scarcity of proper personal protection equipment. So many have graciously taken to making cloth masks and to help our nursing and doctor and medical professional staff, as well as everyday people, from contracting this. Now, Dr. Berger, the leader of the current administration has suggested that wearing a scarf would help better than a cloth mask with proper hazmat prevention material. Your thoughts on wearing a scarf to keep from getting COVID, Dr. Berger?
You know, there was a long time ago, well, not too long time, but four years ago, there was a big brouhaha about having cloth covering the face. It was called a hijab. Yes, is that said, no, cover your faces with cloth because you are scary. Then people don't like you. There was a lot of back and forth about having the cloth in front of your face, but now it is okay to have the cloth in front of your face. So carry on with the hijab. Whatever he said is wrong. But what I will say is this. There are some studies about particular kinds of cloth that can help protect your face. One popular is the blue washcloth that are found in hardware stores. Not ShamWows, but they're blue.
The microfiber washcloth?
Yeah, the microfiber. That is a good cloth quality for the mask. But there is a barrier that needs to be connected with the cloth. It is called a filter. With the N95, the mask used for tuberculosis and airborne viruses or bacteria, you got to have a filter because the cloth doesn't serve as a filter, but it acts as a primary barrier, and also to make your face look pretty or to look in vogue or whatever you want. With the cloth, they will help with primary barrier, but when you breathe through a cloth, it does not act like a filter, and that is what the N95 is. It's a particular fibrous filter, like the blue washcloth, the microfiber, yeah?
So we should definitely look into making a mask from microfiber material to help.
If you know a friend that has headdresses, a headdress over your face, just over your eyes, that could also act as a primary barrier if you cannot afford a piece of cloth that you rip off your wedding dress or your tuxedo, you know, your basic cloth. Find a friend that has an extra hijab and go, all right, look at my face covered in cloth. That is beautiful.
It is beautiful, Dr. Berger. Also, there's so much going on the internet right now. I'm so afraid of what they call the snake oil cures, which are actually not cures whatsoever. They're snake oil shams. Dr. Berger, tell me the truth. Essential oils. Can rubbing peppermint oil behind your ears prevent you from contracting corona?
Well, I can tell you this, is that if you put peppermint behind your ear and someone catches whiff of that, you're not going to be contracting the coronavirus, more like the syphilis, I can tell you that much. But there is not enough studies to say that any essential oils work. But I will say this, my friend peppermint oil was talking to my friend olive oil, and olive oil said, bitch, there is only one essential oil now, hooker. So I would say that with the essential oils, there's still lots of work that needs to be done. But if you still wish to dip your wick in the peppermint oil, the rose oil, the hyacinth oil, I would much prefer you dip it in some sunflower oil, corn oil, or my friend olive oil. Those are the essential oils now, for the cooking.
Olive oil is the best for cooking. Absolutely, Dr. Berger. So, Dr. Berger, tell us, speaking of oils, so many people are developing chapped hands and ashy hands from excessive washing and hand sanitizer, which there is no excessive right now. But what does one do with chapped hands? Isn't applying lotion just putting the germs back on the hands after washing and sanitizing?
No, not wrong, not wrong. A good question. Here's the story about the chapped hands. I, for one, have nice brown colored skin where I do look a little ashy, and I'm a big fan of my cocoa butter. But we've got to question ourselves about vanity. In a moment of crisis, what are we wanting to do? Are we wanting to survive? Are we wanting to be vain? There has to be tough decisions made. So your hands will be chapped or dry, however you want to say, if you are incessantly cleaning them, incessantly sanitizing them. The sanitizer and the soap are not meant to be done 24 hours a day. You need to sleep, you need to eat, you need to wipe your bum. So what I would recommend is what my friends in the nursing and medical world say, is that if you're going to find a lotion, make sure there are not a lot of oils in it or working virus that has an attraction to oils. So what I say, keep studying the lotions or find a soap that provides the moisturizer within the soap, like dish soap. You could get off your bum and wash the dishes with some liquid soap that has some moisturizer, like Palmolive, the redhead lady of the 80s. Mm-hmm. You can do that. But I will say is that right now, panic leading people to incessantly wash their hands will be bad for your skin. So you have to be smart in your hygiene. You have to be smart and you have to be thrifty. You have to find a product that works in both moisturizing, cleaning, and antibacterializing.
Dr. Berger, further on that topic, I had read that not only coronavirus, but most viruses, the membrane that surrounds each cell of the virus is a fat membrane. And that's why we need to wash our hands for 30 to 60 seconds to penetrate the fat membrane to actually get to the virus. Is that true or is that just internet fodder?
Well, there is always a necessity to penetrate. That That is one of the greatest things about being a human, is you get to penetrate. In this kind of situation, I want to penetrate that fat membrane of the virus. There is a video online that I'm going to walk you through verbally, where for people that have graduated from the second grade, we all know that oil and water do not mix.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to mix in a beaker some oil and some water, they will not mix. They will stay separated. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do next, where data shows that you need a 60% alcohol solution, i.e. sanitizer, to help with the cleaning of your hands. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So if you would take some of the bottle, about 8 pumps, 8 pumps, if you were to put 8 pumps of that sanitizer solution into the oil and the water, and you shake up the beaker of the oil and the water with the 8 pumps of the sanitizer, everything will dissipate, and you will have a solution that is completely broken and combined. Try it at home. Kids, do not work alone. Make sure you have a parent around to help you so that you don't drink the sanitizer and get high.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Berger, you're saying that in the solution of oil and water, 8 pumps of sanitizer or soap will break down the oil that is in the oil water solution.
Yeah, and there is also a video where there is a person washing the hand with a lotion that works on the black light, which has an oily kind of structure. And she washes her hands with soap for 5 seconds. She washes her hands with soap for 10 seconds, 15 and 20. And it actually shows you that cleaning your hands for 20 seconds will help eliminate the oil that was there on that lotion.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is really good to know. We must keep washing our hands. That viruses are fat.
And I will say that a great man quoted, and Mr. Yuval Noah Harari has said, if a person cannot explain to you what the virus is, please take their theory and throw it up their asses. Thank you.
Dr. Berger, tell us, there's been a lot of stories going further down the rabbit hole of snake oil. The current leader of our current administration has been urging people to try something called, excuse me for butchering this name, hydroxychloroquine. Am I saying that right, doctor? Yes. Is that a cure for COVID-19?
Well, what we are dealing with is an introduction of a drug that has been on the market for a while, but it has not been tested to properly combat the COVID. Now, before all the essential oil fanatics, anti-vaxxers come and attack me, they are running some tests with the anti-malarial combined with an antibiotic. Now, have we been following those studies? I don't know. But it is probably a good idea to follow it from what I would say credited individuals, not some doctor that pushes some, you know, cyanide in the Kool-Aid or I don't know. But this has not been proven yet to treat the COVID appropriately. There has been one person I know that has failed in Puerto Rico. I know that there is a lot of stories online about it working appropriately in other countries, but there has to be some appropriate preparation. What is the dose that is required for the age group? You know, you work with the pediatric and the babies. So at this moment, people are beginning to peddle it, maybe because they have a friend in the pharmacy business that made this drug and wants to get rich off this drug.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very, very mindful of these cures. What I would suggest, talk to a friend that's in the healthcare world. Maybe they will know a little more. Kent, you're talking to me. Ta-da!
But tell us this. Should one expect, like the poor soul that I read about, if you take hydroxychloroquine from your fish aquarium, can you expect an instant death?
Perhaps your brain is already dead from being an absolute degenerate for taking it from your fish tank. There is a controlled environment that this hydroxychloroquine is created. It is from the pharmacy. However, there are some other uses that are used in cleaners or, as you have said, fish tanks, that perhaps it was a way to thin the herd, as some people say, that this individual took it upon himself to drink it from the fish tank. But up to this point, we have to be conservative with the treatment. treatment. We have to understand that looking for a miracle drug will not happen. And if it does, it is not a miracle. It was already here in the market. It is just probably what they call off use or black label use. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Berger, I want to touch on a different subject because you are educated and do have a degree in political science. I want to know something, sir, for someone who is not educated as such and doesn't have a political mindset. How would our military invading Venezuela help to cure COVID-19?
Good question. For many that do not know, there is military action that is being pushed between the islands of the Caribbean and Venezuela. You may know these islands as Puerto Rico, Grenada, all these lovely little places. So what this is called, it connects to trickle-down economics, yeah? We've all seen how this lovely concept is meant to create a better place for everyone. So how this is going to work is that rich people going to take these boats, move them to where all the rich oil, rich gas, rich resources, and once they acquire and they kill all 2 million of these people and overthrow the government, they're going to get all these resources and get rich, and eventually all that money is going to come to us blue-collar workers, all us mothers that stay at home, fathers that work over in Shell. We are all going to be so rich because these rich people, they're going to take all their millions and say, hey, I'm sure all these poor people could use some more money. So I am going to give about a nickel to every person. That way they could feel the richness that we feel. That is going to help with COVID.
Speaking of our military, and we really do want to salute all of our amazing women and men overseas and here, the National Guard, everyone that is going through this right now, and not only the horrific events of COVID, but just every day what they do to protect us and keep us safe. We thank you so much for our military. And speaking of one individual in the military, Dr. Berger, can you tell us why Captain Brett Crozier was removed this week from his duties?
This harkens back to a day when life was a bit more interesting and we were all a bit more heavy in the pocket from a good economy. The problem is with our friend Captain Crozier is that he asked and he told. He broke the cardinal rule of the army. Don't ask, don't tell. So what happened is he found the COVID. The rich people haven't cured the COVID on this ship yet. So the sailors were getting more than the STDs they were used to. They were actually getting this virus that was affecting some of the crew, and you know, all of them sleep in very, very, very close quarters with only some piece of sheet separating them. So with this lack of ability to socially distance themselves, there's a higher probability that they're all going to contract the virus. So from what the story says, Captain Crozier apparently had said something that we need some help, we need to dock, we need to get these people into a specific spot. But of course, there could be a lot I'm missing, but I do know that the stories that do coincide or that they remain the same are that there is sailors on the ship with the virus that need to be contained or they're going to affect all of them. So the poor bastard has untold. Naughty, naughty.
So Captain Brett Crozier, he was the captain of a ship. He expressed concern about corona on his ship, and he was one of the first to tell. I understand. Captain Brett Crozier, we do appreciate you, sir. Thank you for telling.
What I will say is that perhaps he was confused by the term United States of America. We are not united in helping each other out to clear the virus, and that is what happened. When you want to be united to help your sailors, you're going to get fired. So, note to everybody, don't help anyone in America. Don't ask, don't tell, and you will survive.
Dr. Berger, speaking of being united, there are two states that I know of, probably more, that have just issued sanctions, lifting sanctions. Now, it's very important. Sanctions that lifted sanctions about churches being essential businesses and staying open. Dr. Berger, I love church, but I still have this question before I return to church. If one is in church with, say, 100 other people sitting anywhere from 2 to 4 inches away, sometimes a couple of feet, can you still contract coronavirus while in church, Dr. Berger?
That is a different school of thought. Very, very, very good question. Because as you know, God himself was all part of the trickle-down economy. So what happens is, so will you be protected in the house of God? You will have to find out. I am not too sure. That is a study I wish not to participate in. But it is good to know that the churches are labeled as essential businesses. So perhaps we should begin taxing them to help out by buying some masks for our healthcare workers who are face to face with what they consider the devil himself.
Dr. Berger, I have to tell you, I did receive some criticism from your many listeners saying you're not talking about the positive aspects in terms of people are recovering, people are working together. Of course, we acknowledge this. And please give me your thoughts. I think we need to know exactly what's going on in order to be able to combat and help.
I thoroughly agree. So there is room to show positive recovery of the COVID. What you must understand is that these people, we have to look into the situation. Was they alone? Was they at the top of the mountain with the billy goats on the edge of a cliff getting better? Did they have intervention from these healthcare workers that are not getting the N95 mask and that their state representatives have to battle and bid like some Vegas race track where they put whoever is the highest bidder get 5 masks. What is their story? This is not some Kool-Aid dose with cyanide a la Georgetown Jim Joe's type stuff. This is what is considered a virus that can kill. It won't kill everybody, but it has made a mark in killing a lot of people in a short amount of time. That is something we take into consideration. Yes, you want to be positive. Yes, you want to be naive to the reality of the world by focusing on the positive, because if you focus on the negative, you're going to find out what a horrible person you really are. I get it, and more power to you. But one thing we have to realize, if we start focusing on too much positive, we're going to take ourselves out of the reality of a situation that could destroy many things, not just lives.
Absolutely. And Dr. Berger, in closing, do you have a new hand washing song for all of us to enjoy this week while washing our hands?
Well, you know, I always have a beautiful song to share with everyone. This week, I'm going to my mind's not working up.
Okay, you know what? You want to just end here?
This has been Elocution with your host, Ello Black.